Yes.
Many of us, we can do at least three, we'll pray for at least 3 minutes.
Amen.
Okay? So when you finish, you amen, the next prophet will come on. Amen?
Amen.
Yes. Okay, you got to look at the board?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day because this is your day that you have made. And Father, even now, as we stand in the gap and as we began to cry and began to call your name out because there's no other name that we know of, Father, we declare and decree, Lord, that your will be done in each and every one of our lives that are represented here. We decree and declare that every prayer request will be answered and will be heard. And, Father, we declare and decree that in this hour that we are praying, Father, we thank you for every breakthrough. Every circumstance that will be dissolved in the precious name of Jesus. And, Father, we declare in advance that, Lord, that your will is going to shine because we're going to be people of order and people that will stand because we will be called and we will be known by the love that we have shown from one another. And we thank you, Father, for peace, strength, and understanding as we pray. Open up the line.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord God. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, hallelujah, we come before you, God. Father, giving you praise and thanksgiving and honor and glory. God, we celebrate the very presence of your anointing, God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, and Father, as we all gather together, different places, God, different spaces, different cities, God. Father, we tell you thank you, God. We honor you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, as we come before you, God, we ask you to wash us, God, cleanse us, God, from all unrighteousness, every thought, every deed, everything done against you and against one another, God. We ask you to forgive us, God. Father, we ask you, God, to create in us a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within us, oh God. Help us to, in all our ways, acknowledge you, God, and direct our path, God. Father, you gave us a command that if any of us lack wisdom, that all we have to do is ask. So, God, on behalf of everybody on this line, God, we ask for your wisdom, God. We ask for your power, your anointing, God. We ask you to fill us, God, with the Holy Spirit, God, that will lead, God, and direct us in the name of the Lord Jesus. God, and then we ask you, God, to cleanse our heart, our mind, our body, our thoughts, our deeds in Jesus' name. Father, we honor you tonight, God. We ask you, God, on behalf of every representative here, to bless our ministries, God. Bless our businesses. Bless our works. Father, you told us, God, that if we be obedient and observant to do all that you have given us to do, God, you would make that way prosperous, God, and we would have good success, God. So, God, we thank you because we believe you, God. Father, we believe in your healing power. We believe in your mind, your knowledge, God. Father, we ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, show us the way, God. Father, show us exactly what to do and how to do it, God. Father, we know you're the creator, God, and we ask you, God, to allow us to create. As you told us, God, to have dominion over everything, God. Help us to have dominion over every creature, God, every mindset, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Father. And then we ask you to lead us in each and every way, God. Then, God, we ask you to bless our families, God. Cover our children, our loved ones, our parents, Father, our spouses, in the name of the Lord Jesus, God. Give us right direction, God, in Jesus' name. And then, God, we ask you to bless our hands and everything we put our hands to do, God. We ask you, God, to give us a clear path, God, and exactly, God, to make our way prosperous, God. Father, we thank and praise you, God. We honor you, God. We give you thanksgiving tonight, God. And in the morning hours, we thank you, God, that we're able to start our day and end our day in the graces of the Holy Spirit. And God, we will never forget to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. God, then we ask you to bless our ministries, God. Bless our businesses, God. Everything that we do, God, put your stamp of approval on it, God. And God, help us to be clear thinkers. And Satan, we rebuke everything, every darkness that is not like God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray and we honor you. And God, the people of God say amen.
And Father God, we thank you now. And we thank you for what you continue to do for us, Father, even now. Father, we thank you as you even continue to touch the head in this season, as you continue to touch our heads in this season, Father. Father, we thank you as you even continue to touch the heart of every son, Father, and the heart of every daughter, Father, as you continue to touch the heart of every mother, as of every sister, of every brother, Father. We thank you for what you continue to do even in this season, in this hour now, Father. Father. Father God, we thank you for ordering our steps, Father. Father, we thank you because we know that your ways are not our ways, Father. And we thank you, Father, as we continue, Father, and as you continue to do this new thing for us. Father God, we thank you for as you even continue to touch the sick in our community, Father. We thank you for the divine healing, Father, because we know that you have sent your word, Father. We thank you for all the good things and the mercy, Father, and your love, Father. We thank you for what you continue to do even in this hour for us now, Father. Father, we ask that you even continue to touch and continue to do a new thing in the minds of those that have turned their back on thee, Father. We ask that you may continue to be a light even upon their path, Father, as you may steer them back towards you, Father. Father God, we thank you even as you continue to heal the hearts of those individuals that have been brokenhearted, Father. We thank you as you uplift them with new peace and new joy, Father. Father, we thank you for touching our leadership, Father. We thank you as you continue to touch and strengthen the hearts of the pastors and our bishops, Father. Father, we thank you as you even continue to lift up our Father Church, Father, in Pilgrim. Father, we thank you as you continue to even do a new thing, Father, in each and every one of our children, Father. Father, I ask you even now to touch specifically my brother's father and Prophet Aaron and Prophet Manasseh. Father, continue to even touch their minds and their hearts, Father, as they continue to go back to their source, Father, which is you. Father, we thank you even now for what you're continuing to do. Even now, Father, we thank you for divine advancement. We thank you even now. We thank you for promotions in this season, Father. We thank you now. Father, we thank you for the courage to take risk in this season. We thank you now. Father, we thank you for all of these things, and we ask that you do it in haste, Father, for this you must do, Father. This thing you must do, Father. This thing you must do, Father. Continue to do the thing that you must do, Father, even now. In the masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
And God, I just want to thank you, God. Want to thank you, God, for this space and this time that we're able to come, Father God. For you said where there are two or three gathered, and God, we gather standing in proxy, standing in the gap for families that have lost, Father God, families that are crying out, Father God, families that need healing in this hour, Father God. And I want to thank you even for my stepfather coming out of ICU, Father God. I bless your name because there's nothing that you can't do, Father God. And we're connected to this line. We're connected to this line, and we're holding on to you, Father God, as if you were wearing that garment, and we're not going to let go until things are complete, Father God, for our lives, for our jobs, Father God, elevation, Father God, people not to take advantage of us in systems. God, we're thanking you, God, for even every little opportunity. Thank you for opening up our minds to be able to see what's around us, Father God, and moving in wisdom, Father God, moving in a love, Father God, but still moving in patience, Father God. We thank you, God, for just covering us and giving us the teachings through the ministry, Father God, that can help us once we're outside the building, Father God. We're asking you, God, just to touch our government in this hour, Father God. We don't understand, Father God, but you know what's going on, and we're trusting you, Father God, and we know it's going to be all well concerning even our government, Father God. We thank you for the miracles that are going to take place, that are underway, Father God, the miracles that have already gone forth, and the more miracles that are coming. We need miracles in our finances, Father God. We need miracles in our housing. People are looking for housing, Father God. Please cover them. We're asking these things in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we're asking you just to touch even relationships, Father God, so that people are not users of other people, Father God. May we have right relationship around us, Father God. And anyone that's being of positivity, Father God, we ask you to remove them, whether it's from coming to a ministry or our jobs or our careers, Father God, the right positive people around us, Father God. We thank you, God, because we're just holding on. We're holding on. We have nothing but you, Father God. And when we have you, we have everything. We thank you for us walking right, walking the path, Father God. Thank you for directing our feet. And, Father God, give us the right things to say to bring positivity to a people, to a neighborhood, to a community, Father God. Touch the lonely child tonight, Father God, in foster care, Father God. Protect them from any predators, Father God. Cover the children. Always cover the seniors, Father God, that they can walk upright in their right mind, Father God. We're asking you just to touch all of us, Father God. Strengthen our bodies for Christ's sake, Father God. Amen and amen.
And Father God, thank you on tonight, God. Father God, we honor your presence on tonight, Father. God, besides you, Father, there is no other. You are just simply, absolutely God. And I thank you, oh God. You are amazing, oh God. You are a wonderful God, an awesome God, an all-hearing God, a knowing God, a huge God, a big God. And I thank you tonight, Father. We give you the glory tonight on this line, Father. We acknowledge your presence, oh God, your Holy Spirit. Spirit, Father, I thank you right now, oh God, for shoring up the shoulders of every man, oh God. I thank you for the men across this country, oh God, for putting your hand in their back and holding them upright, oh God, to bear the weight of the assignment that you've given them, Father. I thank you for keeping their minds. I thank you, your word says that if a man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who give it. I thank you, oh God, for the wisdom of God that is walking through our men's consciousness today, oh God. Father, show them where the gold is in the fish mouth. We'll bless your name as we stand in the gap. Every man that's in prison, every man that's in the crack house, every man that is unemployed, every man that's shooting the breeze on the corner, Father, I thank you, oh God, for breathing upon them once again. Bread of heaven, we thank you for feeding them till they want no more. As they leave prophetic families, oh God, as they leave their wives, as they leave children, as they live and build their businesses, oh God, give them wisdom beyond their years, oh God. Let them seek out fathers, oh God. Your word says there is safety in a multitude of godly counsel. God, we thank you for the godly counsel. We thank you for the elders, oh God. We thank you for the leaders, oh God. The CEOs of companies with wisdom, oh God. Pouring into our young men. Pouring into them, oh God. Unzipping their lives and stepping into another day, Father, where you are getting the glory. Father, I thank you right now. I thank you right now for salvation. For salvation, oh God. Your blood, the blood of Jesus. For some mother that's standing for her son, for some wife that's standing for her husband. For Father, we thank you for some grandmother that's standing for her grandchildren. I thank you, God, for your redeeming power. I thank you, God, for your redeeming grace. I thank you, God, for healing emotions and communications in marriages. I thank you, oh God, for your angel of communication, making every crooked path straight, oh Father. I thank you for breathing in marriages once again. Father, we'll bless your name. We shall eat the good of the land. We shall be restored. We shall move forward in what God has given us and the purpose and the plan of God over every man. I thank you right now, God. Our sons and our grandsons and our great-grandchildren shall stand and say we shall see the salvation of the Lord. I give you the glory for it right now, Father. I give you the praise for it right now, Father. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen.
Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for allowing us to come together again, God. We thank you for giving us the breath and the abundance life that you gave us, God. We thank you for allowing us to live this great life. Father God, we come to you with an open heart. We come to you with a merciful God, we come to you with a great praise. We lift our voice and our hands up to you, God. Father God, we ask that you touch every family member and every household that is representing on this line, God. God, meet their need and where they're at right now, God. God, we ask that you open doors, doors that seem like shut, God. We ask that you open those doors for them, God. We ask that things that seem like it was difficult, God, just make it as a way of easy to move through, God. We thank you for the journey that you have put us through. We thank you for our churches, God. Touch each church, God. Father God, we ask that you even touch touch the lives of our children and our sons and our schools and the police and everyone that we interact with, God. We ask that you touch, God. We ask that right now we come to you right now, God, and we lift up every business owner and every entrepreneur, God, that you give fresh new ideas, inspirational ideas to make things happen, to do a new increase in business, God, and in work, God, to make them as number one. Father God, we ask that you look upon every seed that has been sown, God.
Yes,
and look at upon the heart, God. God, for you know that the seed that cries out to you, God, because
yes.
We give it to you, God, because we know that is nothing that we can do with it. So we give it and we put it in your hands, God, and we know that you are working on our behalf. Father God, we know that this is our time to rise up, and this is our time where we are going to shine like never before. Right now, God, we ask that you heal the sick, anyone that is sick, for they say that I am healed. We ask for those that feel that they are weak, that they will say that I'm strong, Father God. Father God, we ask that you have your way and your will in our lives in every day and every matter. You guide us in each step that we take because we're taking it for you, God. And we lift up your name and praise. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father God, I thank you right now that your word says, hallelujah, this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that your word says, hallelujah, men shall always pray and not faint. Father God, I thank you, Father God, that your word says that things which are impossible with men are possible with you, God. And Father God, I thank you, Father God, that as we come today with an impossibility moment in our life, God, that you're going to make it possible, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that your word says, act and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto us. And I thank you, Father God, that everybody that asks, God, hallelujah, shall be given. Everybody that seeks shall find. Everybody that knocks, the door shall be opened. And Father God, we decree and declare, open doors, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Say that the Lord rebuke you right now. We come against your assignments, against our family, against our ministries, against the businesses, against our homes. Hallelujah. Even our loved ones. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our communities, our school system. Hallelujah. Even our law enforcement. Hallelujah. Our presidential. Hallelujah. Our government. Our Senate, God, our Congress, God, we come against your assignment, and we call it null and void. And Father God, right now, we ask you to be our peacemaker. Tear out every wall of partition, Lord, and be our peacemaker, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And hallelujah, thank you, Lord. God, we call forth Jehovah Shalom, the God our peace, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. Jehovah Nisi, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Father, we declare miracles. We call forth that dunamis power, that yoke breaking power. We call it forth right now. In the name of Jesus, break every yoke of bondage over our life right now. We call forth the spirit of liberation. Liberate us, God. Let this mind be within us that was also in Christ Jesus. Help us, God. Hallelujah. To take on your mind, to take on your thinking, hallelujah. Let us decrease that you may increase, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we plead your blood. Cover us in your blood. Cover us in your blood. Everywhere we go, let your blood be upon us. In the name of Jesus, cover our neighborhood, every community, in your blood, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you right now for Archbishop, Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan, and Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Father God, for their stand prophetically to your people. And for the word, God, I thank you, Father God, for I thank you, Father God, that you're placing a blessing upon them. The blessing that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Bless the family. Bless the grandchildren. Bless, yes. Hallelujah, everything they put their hands to. Give them the mightiest touch. In the name of Jesus, God, we decree, we declare victory. And I, hallelujah, let the spirit of divine protection rest around us. In the name, yes. of Jesus, we thank you for the spirit of increase. We thank you for the spirit of relief. We thank you for the spirit of prosperity. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for transformation. We thank you, hallelujah, for elevation. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for the God that is our shepherd. And we shall not want. Thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you order our steps. Order our steps. Order our steps in your will, God. Not our will, but your will, God. On our step, on God, I thank you, Father God, that the spirit of wisdom, insight, revelation, knowledge, and understanding is resting upon us. Fill us, God, with the fear of God within us, God. Teach us, God, to number our days. The prophetic anointing. Rest in our life. Rest in the word of the Lord. In our life, God. In the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, we ask you to take complete control right now. In the name of Jesus. Come on, Shekinah. Stay now. We beseech thee. Oh, Lord. We beseech thee. Send now prosperity. In Jesus. And Father God, we beg of you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Send now prosperity. Yes. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Father, we thank you for every prayer, every request that have been uttered on this call on tonight. And Father, we say yes, and we say amen, and we say amen, and we say yes. We say amen to everything that has been said.
Amen.
So be it, let thy will be done, Father. Not our will, but Father, we pray. In the name of Jesus, that thy will be done.
Thank you.
Father, we say, have your way. Order our footsteps in the name of Jesus. For you are our good shepherd. You are the one that shall lead us. You are the one that shall guide us. Father, we thank you right now, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Even now, Lord, even as we enter into this new day, Father. Father, give us eyes in the back of our head, Father. Let us see what we need to see. Father, in the name of Jesus, let nothing just come our way and we be blind to it, Father, but open up our eyes, even as your servant Elijah began to pray and and ask his servant that his eyes be open. Father, we pray that our eyes be open even concerning even concerning relationships, Father. Father, let us not just go in any situation blindly, but Father, we pray now, open up our eyes, open up thy servant eyes so that we be discerning, that we would know which way and what we should do, Father, in the name of Jesus, please. Father. And Father, we also pray that you would give us wisdom in our day-to-day lives, that we'll be able to transact powerfully so that we may thrive in the game of life. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you're ordering our footsteps, and even as you order our footsteps, Father, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're in control, and we thank you, Father. Yes, Lord, it is so, it is so. It is so. Yea, Lord, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that every soul, every household, that is represented in this home, on this call tonight, Father. Father, give them favor. Favor as they take the steps of faith. Favor as they begin to transact in the world. Favor as they move forward. for even a phone call. Father, we thank you that you have given favor in high places, edible shaka. But Father, we know that promotion comes from you. It doesn't come from the north or the south or the east or west, but promotion, edible shaka, comes from you, Father. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the promotion and for the elevation, for the elevation and for the promotion, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that everything that will be said and done, Father, we lift your name up because you said if you be lifted up, that you'll draw all men, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord. Father, we pray even for the Shin family right now, Father. Father, strengthen Brother Shin. Lift him up, Lord. Let him know that he's not alone, Lord. Let him know that you are his great comforter, and you will give him comfort, and you will give him peace. And let him know, Lord, that you are the strength of his life. You're the joy of his life, Lord. Let him know it's not over until he says, until you say so in the name of Jesus. Father, we also pray and lift up Deaconess Maddie, Father. Father, strengthen her body. Father, touch her from the crown of her head, even under the soles of her feet, Father. Father, we decree healed. Let her shut up. And we say sickness has no place in her body in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're touching her even from a cellular level in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that every household that's represented here, Lord, that sickness shall be far from us, Father. But we shall be people of health, people of vision, people of understanding, people of wisdom. And, Lord, sickness will not take us under. But, Father, we will choose and we will be in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that your word will live big on the inside of us. But, Father, we realize and understand that it is in you that we live. It is in you that we have our being. It is in you, Father, that we live, that we speak, that we dance, that we shout, that we praise your holy name in the name of Jesus. Father. Father, we pray that even as we step into this new day, Father, guide us and lead us, Father. And Father, even as we pass different individuals on our way, Father, Father, let us not forget to lift your name up and let them know that Jesus still saves, that Jesus is still alive. Father, let us even as we stop at the gas station, Lord, or stop to eat, Father, let us get a smile on our face and be that representation that you have called us to be, Father. Father, so that your name will be glorified, so that you will get the praise, so that you will get the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Jesus. Have your way, Father. Even as we step into this new day, let this be one of the best days that we have ever experienced, Father. Send your word, Father. Send your word and bring deliverance. Send your word, bring healing. Send your word, bring provision. In the name of Jesus, send your word, Father. Father, we think that your word will go before us and prepare the way for us, that all shall be well, Father, and we will all say that our cup runneth over with goodness and with mercy. Our cup runneth over with prosperity. Our cup runneth over with salvation. Our cup runneth over with Father, we thank you right now, Lord. But Father, as we drink of you, Father, let us drink until we thirst and want no more. In the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that this day is going to be a day of breakthroughs, a day of miracles, even as the prophetess has already uttered it in the heavens. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, that perfect protection shall be our portion in the name of Jesus. And nothing and no one shall hurt or harm us because of your protection and for your angels that have already went before us in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and we give you thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus, to give you praise and to thank you for everything that you are doing and is about to do in our life. In the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, thanks. I just thank God for every one of you. I mean, thank you for the faithfulness. Thank you for the prayers. Listen, we are on to something. We are on to something. I just want to don't give up. Hey, you're going to hold on to the angel. You're going to cry out. Hey, shut up. Shut up. Hey, until our breakthrough comes. We're going to cry out until the break of day. Whatever you're searching for, whatever you're believing for, don't quit. Sometimes you got to get some other people with you. Come on with me. Let's just pray. We're going to pray for the breakthrough. We're going to pray until we hear from heaven. Thank you, Father. So, people of God, thank you. We are on to something, and God is not finished with us. The best is still yet to come. Why? Because we're standing in a place called possibility. We're standing in a place where there is only but love and no judgment. We're standing in a place we're putting aside our ism and schism because we're lifting up the name of Jesus. And he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw.
Yes.
It's not about us, but it's about Jesus Christ drawing and causing the world to know that Jesus is alive, that Jesus died for their sins.
Yes.
It's not about us, but it's about giving the King of Kings and the Lord of
Lords
all the glory and all the praise. Bring some sinners on this court. Let them know there. If they're stuck, upset, mad, depressed, don't know what to do, tell them to come on the call. Let's just have a little
Amen. Powerful prayer call. Want to thank you all for coming on to this conference call line. Just want to give a little just update. If you are in the New York City, New York area, you can come and attend Zoe Ministries, 310 Riverside Drive on 103rd Street, or you can call the 888-831-0434 number if you have any updates, okay? Also, one other thing. The Archbishop, Master Prophet, sent special prophetic instructions to you in the email, okay? Check your email, okay? Check your email because he also has given you a gift. So check your email. Just want to make that announcement. Today's conference call was powerful at 10:22 a.m. this morning. So if you miss it, you have the opportunity to listen to it, I believe, right through the email. So check your email, okay? Also want to let everyone know we will be back here. We will be back here between 11:50 and 11:55 for roll call. Bring a friend. Bring a neighbor. Bring someone, tell someone to come on the call, or do a Google invite. Google invite them, tell them to come on this live prophetic prayer midnight cry call where they're going to have breakthroughs, blessings, and miracles that's going to be part of their life that they're going to be able to activate it with prayer in their life. Want to thank everyone and want to tell everyone have a wonderful, wonderful morning and good night to those who is now in the nighttime and those that are going to sleep. Have a good morning and God bless.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless.
Bless you all.
Love y'all. God bless. Good night.
Get started.